And now our first question we have in is for you, Chris. Let's go.
Hello, Naked Scientist. My name is Eva Uhanguzi from Kampala, Uganda. And I just wanted to know, is cracking your knuckles bad for you? People have linked it to arthritis. And yeah, I'm just curious because I crack my knuckles a lot.
Let's do a quick straw poll in the studio. Who can crack their knuckles? I can't. I've got kind of clicky wrists, but anyone?
Yeah, I can crack my knuckles.
Go on, Max.
Anyone else?
No, I can't.
You know?
I can't crack my knuckles, but I can crack my big toes.
Go on, then.
The magic of radio is not going to work for this one. How about you, Chris? Are you a knuckle cracker?
Bad? No, good at this, actually. I can't make my joints crack at all. Very, very occasionally they do it, but I can't actually make them do it. Is it bad? Scientists don't actually know if it's bad. There's anecdotal evidence that it isn't. The anecdotal evidence has won an Ig Nobel Prize, so that's probably how reliable the research is. Donald Unger did an N of one experiment on himself. He was a gentleman who, for 60 years, there's scientific dedication for you, cracked the knuckles of one hand, but not the other, and he wanted to see if there was a difference in his rates of arthritis, and there wasn't. So on the basis of his sample size of one, there doesn't appear to be a problem. Why do we get the cracking noise when you move your fingers and digits? Well, actually, that was the work of British scientists in 1947 who first began to speculate what might be going on, but they had no way of proving whether or not they were right at the time. They speculated that what was going on was that when you bend your joint, you drop the pressure in the fluid, the synovial fluid inside the joint. The drop in pressure causes gas that's dissolved in the joint fluid to come out of solution and form a bubble, and either that the bubble popping into existence or collapsing in on itself would produce the energy that makes the sound. No one knew for sure what was the answer, but then Greg Korchuk, who's a researcher at the University of Alberta in Canada, he and his colleagues did an experiment that will probably get another Ig Nobel Prize earlier this year. They published it in PLOS ONE in April. They persuaded a member of their team to get into the MRI scanner. They put a rope around their index finger and because they had a microphone in there too, they could see when on the time course the pop occurred, and they could tally that with what the MRI scan showed at the time, and in sync with the pop occurring is a bubble appearing in the joint. Not disappearing, appearing. So it is the existence of that bubble popping into existence, which takes up lots of space in the joint and therefore pushes all of the ligaments and everything else out of the way as well. And that creates this expanding pop that you hear. The bubble then hangs around for a while and takes a while to dissolve naturally into the joints, which is why you can't pop your fingers again. They reckon that the collapsing force of those bubbles is about 7% of the energy that would be required to damage cartilage anyway. So we don't think, even if the bubble did then collapse again, it's likely to do you very much damage.
But just enough to kind of freak people out slightly. Oh, I don't like it. Hugh, we have a great question for you here.